holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
So are you going to serve the Lord, or are you planning on leaving Him?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid, wonderful day. Another day He gave us to get it right with Him. One more day, another set of 24 hours, another set of minutes, a few more hours to get it right with Him. So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to get right with Him, or are you going to keep walking away from Him? Are you going to try to get it right? Listen, we're all trying to get it right. Whether you're saved or not, we're all trying to get it right with Him. Make sure we're doing what He has instructed us to do. And sometimes that's harder than others. You know, in times of the economy being stressed and people being stressed and disease all over the land and viruses and things and work and children and family stress and everything. I mean, a lot of things come into play. When people start talking about they're going to serve the Lord, or if they are serving the Lord, they plan on serving the Lord, you know, sometimes things get really stressful, and I get it. But, you know, we're going to talk about this today. We got a question to ask you. You going to serve the Lord, or you going to continue to try to leave Him? You know, some people try to do that. You know, they figure God's not helping them, and so they decide to leave and let God be God and them be them, I guess. I don't know. But today we're going to read through this thing and ask some questions and see what these other people said long before we got here and see what happened with them. All right. Now, head on over to podbean.com and grab the link and share it until you can't share it anymore. Hey, put it in your group text. Share. Figure out another way to share it. I don't know other ways. You can do it with your social media stuff. You can share it that way. But listen, we're all over the internet. Just do a search. Be Holy Broadcast. You'll see us. We're everywhere on all those streaming networks. We're on all of those. So let's get to this one question here. Let's get to this one question. Well, this verse, really. It's Joshua 24. Joshua 24 says this. Verse number 15 is where we'll start. No, let's start at 14. Let's start at 14, and then we'll go down to 15. So it says, so fear the Lord and serve Him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. So he's talking about this group of people who actually served idols, or, you know, there's only one real God. There's only one, you know, and so everything else is, you know, not real at all. It's all a fake. But they felt that they were serving some other kind of gods, these idols that they made themselves or that someone else made for them. And they worshiped those idols. Right. He said, put away forever the idols of your ancestors worship that your ancestors worship when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Let's see the next part of it. Serve the Lord alone. Yeah. The Lord is only one. That's and so I'm not going to get into that. But a lot of people, They say things that are not written, and that's fine, you know, but at the same time, the truth is the truth of the matter. And there's only one God, and it's only one, and you serve Him alone. Verse number 15 says this, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, no one else, the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors? You know, the ones that they served beyond the Euphrates, or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live now? But as for me and my family, We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. So I guess you have to actually make a decision to do these things. Are you going to serve the gods that somebody made for you? Or are you going to serve the Lord? You know, a lot of times we make everything a god. We make mama a god. We make daddy a god. We make the employer a god. We make our cars a god. We make the house a god. You know, we wash them, clean them, and make sure they have everything that they need and waxed and vacuumed and new floors and new renovations. We make sure mom and daddy have everything that they want, and that we do whatever they say, you know. But when it comes to God, we don't hear God saying anything, and we don't try to do what he says when we do hear him. You know, we don't make sure God has what he needs. And not that he's going to ask us for what he needs, but there's certain things that we as people or as believers that we participate in to keep the program going. You know, and so, OK, you don't have to, you know, give to the church. You don't have to pay tithes. You don't have to do any of that stuff. That's up to you. But again, there's certain things that are in place that people tend to worship. Like people even worship tithes. People worship giving. I mean, we're supposed to worship the Lord, you see, and we us trying to do a good job. Sometimes we go the wrong direction. We just do. So instead of us giving or tithing or whatever you want to call it, we worship that thing and we say everybody else is going to hell because they don't do that. You see what I'm saying? So if you're going to worship the Lord alone, not the things that come along with the Lord. Like some people worship tongues as opposed to worshiping the Lord. And he's the one who give you the tongues. you have to choose what you're doing here. So if we're going to worship the Lord, let's worship the Lord and not worship heaven or worship the angels or worship the apostles. We don't. You need to worship the Lord. The Lord is the only one who's in charge of everything. He's done everything. He's the one who deserves worship, not the pastor, not the main teacher, not the choir director, not the choir, not the musicians at the church, not the ushers at the church. Not the trustees at the church. You kind of get what I'm saying to you? All these people are important, and everything that I just mentioned is important, but we don't worship those things. We worship God and him alone because he is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. And so this is what the people said after they asked him, you know, who are you going to worship? And he says, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And he took responsibility for him and his family. Not just him and his family. Verse number 16 says this. The people replied, we would never abandon the Lord and serve other gods. For the Lord, our God, is the one who rescued us and our ancestors from slavery in the land of Egypt. He performed mighty miracles before our very eyes as we traveled through the wilderness among our enemies. He preserved us. So they traveled amongst their enemies and he preserved them. So it's the same thing with us today. Even though we're not in Egypt, we're in some kind of slavery somewhere. Something's going on that we can't see. And we are being preserved only by God, not by the pastor, not by Be Holy, not by anybody, not by social media. We're not being preserved by the government. We are being preserved by God. We just live amongst the government. We live amongst the land. We live in this country. We live in that country. We travel here and there, but we serve the Lord because he is the one who does what? Preserves us. It's the Lord who does these things. It was the Lord who drove out the Amorites. It's verse number 18. It was the Lord who drove out the Amorites and the other nations living here in the land. So we too will serve the Lord. For he alone is our God. He alone is our God. They didn't have four or five other gods. They only had one God. And so they said that they were going to serve him. Then Joshua warned the people, you are not, this verse 19, verse 19, then Joshua warned the people, you are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy and jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. Verse number 20. If you abandon the Lord and serve other gods, he will turn against you and destroy you, even though he has been good to you. Now, you turn away from God if you want to and go serve somebody else and go serve something else. He will turn against you. Nobody wants the Lord to turn against you, do you? I know I don't. Do you want the Lord to turn against you? I don't want it, and I know you don't want it. So I'm just giving you a little insight to this verse here. It's as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. Because he's done this and he's done that. He's been good to us. He's preserved us. He's done this. He's done miracles in front of our very eyes. Amongst our enemies, he's preserved us. And you mean to tell me we're going to go serve someone else? Mm-mm. He's the only one who's shown up in my time of need. He's the only one who's helped in my time of need. He's the only one I can trust in my time of need. Verse 21, but the people answered Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. They knew better. Regardless of what sin you're in, you know better. No, regardless of what sin you participated in, you know better. Now, either you're going to serve yourself or you're going to serve the Lord. Make up your mind. We don't have all day. He's given us another day to get it right. He's given us another day. And so we need to really make that decision. We do. Hey, don't get mad at me. That's something that we all have to make. And that's a daily decision, because every day you're always tempted with something, wanting to do something else against the Lord. And we got work to do, man. We really have work to do. And if we don't do it, it will cause God to turn against us, and we don't want God to turn against us no kind of way. It's hard enough out here. It's hard enough. Life is hard enough. I don't care if you're rich, poor, or whatever. Life is hard enough wherever you're living at this moment. Life is hard enough. It's fair, but it's hard enough. And so you need some help. Regardless if you're rich or not, you need God to help you. Because if you're rich, you're trying to keep your money, and you can't trust anybody around you because you don't know who you can trust, because everybody's really about all the money, right? And everybody's always trying to steal from the rich. And when it comes down to the poor, somebody's always trying to steal from you too. So, or either they're trying to control you or steal from you. So listen, all we need to do is serve the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.